Fernando and Greg
on 99.7
Now. Well, I haven't heard in a minute. Loving hearing that one. Sounds good on a Thursday with Fernando and Greg at KMBQ FM, KMBQ HD1, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose.
You know, it is Love Trap Day coming up 7:50, so less than an hour away. We'll do another Love Trap. But a couple of weeks ago, we had one of the Love Trappies, or the Love Trapped, admit when we busted him, listen, okay, yeah, I don't want to be with her anymore, but I stayed with her because it's too expensive to move out. The Bay Area, the rent is just too darn high, and so I stayed in a relationship I didn't want to be in. And I think it's something that we hear from people from time to time. We also hear about people breaking up with each other, but staying in the same house.
I was the idiot that said when I broke up with my ex, you know, after we cooled down a little bit, I'm like, listen, I know it's really expensive around here. If you want to move into the other room in the house, then you can, and you can stay here till you find something affordable.
And having to see each other in the bathroom, in the kitchen.
Oh, man, I was so glad when he decided to leave.
What if you, like, wanted to bring someone else over?
That would be a Bears Den, girl. They would just change the name to the Bears Den of Daly City.
There'd be a zoo up in there.
Bears Den of Daly City would have been rocking and rolling.
After I said that, I thought, well, yeah, I guess we're going to have to come up with some rules, you know? Like, exactly what can we do and what can't we do?
Could you live in the same house with Matt?
After we broke up?
Yeah.
No.
Two separate rooms?
No. He's a straight dude. He'd be, like, bringing girls over all the time. I knew him before we got together,
You couldn't just chill with him in the, like, living room with a new girl?
Hell no.
Having some drinks and playing Yahtzee. Playing Yahtzee.
Shan, don't play like
funny.
That.
No, I will move to my mom's house real quick and fast and in a hurry. No. I actually have a friend that lives with her ex-fiance.
What?
Yeah, because she doesn't want to leave the apartment because it's a rent-controlled apartment. So they're kind of battling,
like
who's going to leave, who's going to leave, who's going to leave.
A rent-controlled apartment is gold.
Girl, they even share a same bed.
Oh, no.
Yes, they even share the same bed.
How can they move on from the relationship?
Yeah.
She does her thing and, like, goes out and...
You can't do your own thing if you're in the same bed with somebody.
I mean, she goes to their house, well, I don't know.
Her thing must not be my thing.
Right.
Because I wouldn't be able to do my thing.
It's all bad. Yeah. And then he lost his job, so he really couldn't move.
He's stuck there.
He's stuck there.
Listen, if you don't get him out as ASAP, that's it. The window may close and he's stuck there.
It's cheaper to keep him around.
How long have they been broken up, Shan?
Like 2 years.
Oh, it's time.
Yes.
And they've still sharing the same bed.
Yes.
Do they ever fall back into girlfriend boyfriend?
They have, but they keep it apart. They don't. And she's just like, I want him to leave, da-da-da-da-da. But she's like, I can't just put him out on the street because he doesn't have a job.
Yeah, well,
no, you can't.
Not in this city. Because you will wind up homeless.
So, you can't. No, I'm just saying, legally, you can in this city.
Right.
There's a lot of... Once somebody's in, it's hard to get them out.
Yeah. So, I mean, sometimes when they're, you know, feeling a little lonely, but not really, they don't want anything to do with each other.
That's why I always, you know, any guy I date, I make them sign a contract. You can't even spend the night. the law could see that as you living here. So I got to make sure
you got squatter's rights.
You know, I think I saw Sadie checking out, surveying my land the other day. I even saw her. She's writing a contract. Uh-huh. Sign this, Greg.
Right. When she leaves, give me back that key.
The hot tub belongs to me. Yeah, Levi made his own key.
I bet.
I'm like, I got to watch
these
people.
It's so easy now. It probably does. It's probably like a baby shark key. You got it done at Lowe's.
Good morning. This is Fernando and Greg.
Bills all day on the 20s. In fact, the next name here in about 4 minutes. Another Love Trap is about 34 minutes away. So at 7:50, be here when we set another trap. You know, it is expensive in the Bay Area. That's not news. But because of that, many of you break up with somebody, or maybe you have a roommate you just don't get along with, but yet you still live together.
Yeah. And Shan, you mentioned rent control. I mean, that's one thing that keeps people stuck there. Like, if you're paying like $1,000, even $1,200 a month, I mean, that's really cheap in the city.
Yeah.
And you're not going to give that up to move out.
Nope. It's a battle between who's going to move out and no one's going to do it. And when it's a one bedroom, that's harder. Yep.
888-456-9970 if you've had to live with an ex or currently living with an ex because you just can't afford to move out.
Yeah. Liz, what is it for you? Was it currently or from before?
I'm actually currently living with my ex.
Oh, wow. Why and how is that going?
Why is because it's stupid expensive. How's it going? It's bizarre. It's weird.
Okay. What
do y'all have a one bedroom or a two bedroom?
It's a two bedroom, thank God.
Okay, good. Oh, so he's
very worried.
Now, what were the circumstances? Like, if you don't mind, why did you guys break up?
Because he cheated on me.
So that's got to be tense.
It is. And, like, we can't break the lease. So it's like I didn't have, like, much choice.
Do you spend a lot of time with your door closed in your room hiding?
For sure. Definitely. And it's like it's been 8 months. And it's like, yeah, it's super awkward. I moved into the guest room. The weird thing is we only have one bathroom. That wouldn't be weird if it was just, like, you know, normal.
Yeah, you're
together. But he brings home, like, hookups. So it's like,
okay, you got to make a rule.
Yeah.
They can't do that.
That's too bold.
It sucks because it's just like you're just trying to avoid everything.
That is awful, girl. Any chance that you could get out anytime soon?
No, like I don't really have a choice. I have a lease. I can't break it. And I totally need the security deposit back. So I can move somewhere, like, you know what I mean? So I have that money.
Wait, do you guys talk?
Like about bills?
Okay. Well, that's something.
That's it? Not like...
That's about it.
Oh, wow.
Y'all ain't, like, kicking it watching Netflix in the living room.
No, I have, like, my own stuff in
your room.
My own TV and everything.
With the door locked.
Thank God you have a two-bedroom, girl. I couldn't do it.
Well, I would have been sleeping on the couch if we didn't have a two-bedroom.
You are one strong woman.
All right.
God bless your soul.
You're awesome.
Shan, say a prayer for her.
Yeah, right.
En nombre del Padre, del Hijo, del Espíritu Santo. Que Dios te bendiga, girl, because you going to need it.
Gracias,
don't ask her to say the rest of that prayer because she don't know it. All right, thank you. Man, see? That's rough.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, right. Especially when he's being disrespectful like that and bringing other girls home.
You're like, you're going to cheat on her, and on top of that, you're going to bring girls home.
You're like rubbing salt in the wound.
Wow.
That's why you need rules. Like, if you're going to do this, you really need to be like right up front.
Yeah, but he didn't follow the rules whenever they were together.
He a rule breaker. That's what got you in that situation.
So I don't know if he's going to follow those rules now.
Yeah, if you can avoid this altogether, then yeah, you
I would make his life a living hell so that he has no choice but to move out.
I know you would.
Listen,
all I know is the thing I've learned and the thing you should learn. Exit strategy. Always have one. Exit plan. Everybody talk about an earthquake kit? No. Exit strategy. You need an exit strategy.
Your mama's house.
Dang.
On deck.
Somebody's house.
Somebody
have your house.
Gotta have it.
You can have his house. Man, I feel like how about some money? Let's pay some bills. That'll make you feel better. 720. The name is Allison Hample. Allison Hample of San Francisco. Look at that. We're going to pay her rent.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Look at that. All right. Got the rent bill. We'll take care of it. Allison Hample right now in San Francisco. I don't know if you guys know, but when I walked in here, Big Reed was just leaving. He's camped out in the studio overnight because he was waiting for a brand new song from Allie Brooke to drop.
Not only that, but I just was looking at her Twitter, and Big Reed was texting with Allie Brooke last night.
What?
Yes, Big Reed tweeted out from the 99.7 Now account, alarm is set, wake up with Big Reed Radio, 5 a.m.
Uh-huh.
He world premiere Allie Brooke's Low Key on this station. World premiere happened at 5 a.m. We are going to play it for you next. But Allie Brooke was up and responded to Big Reed and said, I'm going to bake you cookies. Thank you so much. Honey, don't bake him cookies. Get him, make him a salad. Can you do us a favor?
Yeah, help. We're trying to help out Big Reed.
Fernando said off the air, and he's right, you know, she's like one of the sweetest girls out there. She's super sweet. See how sweet she is? She's going to bake Big Reed cookies. But I'm going to change that up and get a salad for him.
That's why I'm happy to play a brand new song. I mean, because she is so cool.
And listen, she said on Twitter right after that, she said, it's out. I've waited my whole life for this. Thank you for sharing it with me. So we should do it.
All right. That's awesome. We'll probably play that again for you a little bit. Reaction is real good. I mean, even Big Reed camped out in the studio overnight just so he could play that for you first at 5
o'clock. We're tweeting her back. We're like, no, we need these cookies too.
Yeah. So if you missed that exchange, Allie Brooke formerly of Fifth Harmony. She just released the song. She was super excited. Big Reed broke it 5 o'clock this morning, world premiere. He tweeted her. She actually tweeted back and said she was going to make him cookies. We trying to step in and steal them cookies. Uh-huh. So we are now tweeting her from the Fernando and Greg Twitter saying them cookies are for us because we can actually afford a cookie or two.
Redirect.
Where Big Reed needs more like tomatoes, cucumbers, lettuce.
Yeah. And we will. We'll hook up Big Reed with a big salad. Maybe a Whole Foods gift card. Is that you?
Hi.
Looks like we're two for two today. Are you Allison from San Francisco?
I am.
All right. Well, we're either paying your rent or we're paying for two rent tickets for you to go see Rent. Which one is it?
My rent for my apartment.
Yes, girl.
Where do you live? What part of town?
I'm in Presidio Heights.
Oh, hey.
Presidio Heights. Hey, that's expensive. All right, well, we can't pay all that rent.
Yeah, that was it. That's high rent.
But we'll
that's
do
the high rent district, but yeah, we'll make a nice dent in that. But
all right, good on you for getting your bills paid.
Fernando. Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30. Fernando.
Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30.
Just some quick review here. Allison Hampel of San Francisco did just get her bills paid just a couple minutes ago. We're going to pay more bills at 8:20 than on the 20s all day long today. If you're registered at 997now.com, we have your name. We're ready to pay your bill. You just got to listen and listen for your name so we can do this. If not, go ahead, get to our website and make that happen. The Love Trap is coming up in about 17 minutes. See if another cheater crawls into the trap. Gotta say, Greg Deeney has done it again. You predicted another celebrity reunion.
What have I done?
Cardi B has reunited with her husband, Offset.
What? You called it.
I mean, Stevie Wonder saw that coming.
Oh, I know. Everybody predicted
but,
that.
But, yes, Greg Deeney did make that prediction. Thank you so much. Once
but officially,
again,
yes.
Wow.
Greg Deeney has done it again. A new... She was just starving him out. She was calling him out to make him see the error of his ways. You could see it. And he has complied. He apologized and has come crawling back. But Greg Deeney did know this was going to happen. And just a special preview for everybody out there. Greg Deeney will be full force next week because Lunar New Year happens on Tuesday. Monday is the preparation for Lunar New Year. He will make appearances both Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, wow. Greg
Deeney
here 2 days?
Why you gotta wave your hand while you're talking?
I'm blowing the smoke, the imaginary smoke that's not in here.
That's the stardust.
The smoke is like
the mystic,
going.
The mystical stuff.
Come on, Chan. This is, you have to summon Greg Deeney. He doesn't just like appear.
Chan, why are you not like putting this on your story?
Okay, sorry. I mean,
Greg Deeney is.
It's like he's Italian.
Greg Deeney is, oh no, I'm Romanian.
Do a boomerang.
Greg Deeney is Romanian. Do you watch Mrs. Maisel?
Yes. No.
I'm that lady.
Oh, yeah.
And Mrs. Maisel.
Wait,
like
the old
her.
One or the new one?
I'm more like the... I don't eat pizza while I do my prediction, so I'm like the old one. You know the old one? I tell Jackie Hollywood, I go the old fortune teller.
Mm.
And Mrs. Maisel reminds me of her mother.
Yeah.
So much.
Like with her crystal ball.
Yeah, oh no. Oh my God. It's Jackie's mother.
I know.
So Greg Deeney will be full force. If you have questions about what your
it comes again, Chan,
what the year of the pig is going to be like, make sure you get them to me for next week.
All right.
All right. I'm posting this on my Instagram story, Shan Berries. Follow it right now.
You know what I might bring in?
What?
Hold on.
Oh. Right,
hold on. Turn the music up.
You know, Greg Deeney has a hat that he may have his... bring his hat in next week.
Oh, yes.
Oh, what?
He's been going hatless, but he's... Yes.
You need your magical hat.
Yes.
Someone been to the thrift store?
No.
No, it's called Amazon Prime.
Please. Oh, okay. No.
It's just Prime.
No, it was passed on from...
Mystics
many,
of the
many
past.
Many people from the past.
Yeah.
Look at...
Romania.
My predictions.
Somewhere like that. Meanwhile, Cardi B, yes, is moving back into the house in Atlanta that she shared with her husband. And she bringing culture with her, too.
Well, so now I hope family. So. I mean, no. We're going to leave the baby in New York.
Yeah.
That was the problem.
Let
the
my
baby's
mom take
causing
care of
the issue. So we're going to go ahead and leave culture behind.
Now, you remember, what's his name? Offset. He was trying to set up a date with two other women. That's what led to the breakup there. But
everybody,
apparently...
Everybody slips up once in a while.
Oh, Lord.
Just don't do it on Instagram.
I know, that's so dumb.
There is a trail. Like, you know, that is so stupid.
What was the name of the girl? Like, Bunny Hop? Bunny?
Sunny, Summer Bunny.
Summer Bunny.
And Cuban Doll.
Yes.
How do you remember that?
How could I forget?
You don't know how to say repercussion, but you know.
Yeah. No, she doesn't know how to say resuscitation.
Or whatever.
What do you say, Cher?
Resuscitation.
You don't know how to say that, but you know it was Summer Bunny and Cuban Doll.
Listen, I got my priorities
The
straight.
Things that stick in your head.
I know. It's crazy what we remember. All right. That's going to do it for your dirty.
Fernando and Greg. Let's wake these people up now.
You are about 7 minutes away from the next Love Trap. We'll set that here in a few. Then at 8:20 is the next name to get your bills paid.
All right. We are just 2 days away. No, 3 days away from the Super Bowl. Patriots taking on the Rams. And even though a lot of people aren't so excited about the teams, everybody gets excited about a party.
Yeah.
We wondered, what are your traditions? Something maybe you do every single year. You bored over there, Shandy?
Yeah.
Yawning into the.
Sorry, it's just like so basic this year.
Yeah, but you can make your party outstanding.
I know, but we can't even get the day off the next day.
Okay,
that's why I don't want to
turn
up.
Well, we weren't talking about that.
Yeah.
What we were talking about is
enjoying
Super Bowl tradition.
Like, I'll tell you.
And things that you do.
Well,
I'm
going to
hang out with lesbians. That's been my new tradition lately with Super Bowl, of course, if you want to hang out. I'm going to make queso this year.
Good.
Why are you stealing mine? That's mine.
Because you're not going to be there.
Queso is mine. Yeah, nobody else can eat queso but me.
Nope.
I'm the only one.
I think it might go over really well. So may I borrow your queso?
No.
Damn it. All right, I'm making meatballs then.
Do not touch my Velveeta recipe.
Yeah, the Velveeta one is
That's
so good.
That's how you
good.
Make it good. People try to do... Here's the thing with queso. People try to make it fancy. Oh, I'm going to use Gruyere. No. Use Velveeta. It's one big old sloppy thing of... One, what do you call that? A stick or a...
It's a...
Yeah.
Like
block.
A block.
Block.
Yeah.
You use a block of Velveeta, and then you use Rotel. That's all you need. Mm. If you want you want meat in it, you can...
And you put it in a crock pot, huh?
Put it in a crock pot and let it sit. Don't be trying to be all San Francisco. And, darling, I made it with Gruyere and heavy cream.
And cowgirl creamery.
No, do not do that. You will regret it. It's going to be stiff and gross. Velveeta stays velvety. That's why they call it Velveeta.
Uh-huh. It's that one day a year where, like, you can eat the worst, worst food for you.
Yeah, I saw these.
So
like, GMA does these things, and so does the other one, Today Show and stuff. How to make your Super Bowl party healthy. Yeah, that's how to keep people away.
Yeah, no one
nobody wants that. Nobody wants a healthy Super Bowl.
Yeah, you get the worst stuff ever at the Super Bowl.
What are you doing, Shan?
My boyfriend's going to have a house party thing.
Great. She's going to be all hungover when she comes in on Monday.
So I'll do that.
What are you doing? What's your contribution? What are you making for the party?
Oh, I was going to try to make your queso dip because I had it once in my life. And I was,
everybody
how
dare you, is
how dare you copy Greg's recipe?
Well, because I've been asking for it for years and he hasn't made it for me, so I got to make it my damn self.
Fine. Go ahead, both of you.
Sometimes
just make
we just got to take things into our own hands. It's like, listen, if he ain't going to make it, then
I got it from Ginger, so I guess y'all can take
there
it.
There you go.
It's just Velveeta and Rotel.
It's not stealing. It's just been handed down.
And it is delicious.
All right.
It really is. It's
what
amazing.
Are you doing? 888-456-9970, your traditions.
Oh, here's a text. People are going to... My tradition is celebrating a Patriots win. Go, Gronk, go.
Great.
I'm going for the... we got to have something different.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm sorry to our listener who wants the Patriots to win. We gotta see the Rams win.
Exactly. Like, it was so refreshing when the Eagles won last year.
Not really.
I don't care.
I mean, for me, it was fantastic.
This is the same.
But this year...
It's not the 49ers.
Are you doing Jell-O shots?
Girl. Probably, yes.